This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says President Biden and Israel's prime minister held their first call in weeks. Tensions mounting in the Middle East due to a widening conflict in Lebanon and Iran's recent ballistic missile attacks and Israel's planned response.
This is the first time that we know that they have spoken since August 21st. And of course, it comes after that new book that is coming out from veteran journalist Bob Woodward, where we see reporting about the president's frustrations and distrust of Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's in that context right now.
ABC's Karen Travers. In Florida, Hurricane Milton barreling toward Florida's Gulf Coast and officials in the Tampa area issuing final warnings for residents to begin sheltering. The Category 4 storm expected to make landfall after 9 tonight. Early voting begins in Arizona. Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance campaigns there today. Former President Trump is in Pennsylvania. Vice President Kamala Harris continues her media blitz. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The spring election is several months away, but in La Crosse, one candidate has already declared to run for mayor. Shondell Washington Spivey, a former La Crosse school board member and community leader, launched his campaign yesterday. Mitch Reynolds is the current mayor and has not announced re-election plans. Tomorrow, the city council will review a proposal that would create a city administrator position to take on some of the duties currently done by the mayor's office, such as creating a city budget. Wisconsin is once again seeing high wildfire risk this week as dry and breezy conditions are paired with the seasonal drying of vegetation to create hazards across the state, including western Wisconsin. The northern two-thirds of Wisconsin are currently at high or very high fire danger. That includes La Crosse, Monroe, and counties to the north. Everything further south has a moderate risk of wildfires. The DNR said that there have been 23 wildfires across the state just this week and recommended limiting outdoor burning. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown 5 interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down, we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Super sunny today and quite comfortable as highs flirt with 70 degrees with calm southeast winds. A few clouds filter in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, another day filled with a ton of sunshine and unseasonable warmth as we spike to highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Greg Bach, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is...
Haunted!
Whoa! A camel in a cave. That's what you got right there, Mr. Zommers. Nicely
done.
Well,
last time he was in the bathroom.
Oh, but... Well, I think he's in a cave. Cave of the Mountains, perhaps. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It is a beautiful day, gorgeous, overcast a bit, but still sunny here in Madison. Hopefully it is wonderful where you're at as well. Big show today. Coming up a little bit later on, our friend and ongoing contributor, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trygve Olson, will be joining us via phone. He is on the road today. Look forward to that. But here's a guy who gets it done, who, road travel be darned, Pat Kreitlow joins us via the stream, via the phone. We can't see him, but we can hear him. He is the host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. Pat Kreitlow, how are you?
I'm fine. And don't worry about the voice only. This is radio.
That's,
I mean,
true, right?
you and I were talking earlier today, and you want this election set up with like lights that spin all over the place, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something. And I'm like, we're not building a TV studio here.
I thought we were doing the Gong Show.
Yeah, this is.
Well, you know, it's a.
This is all the people with faces made for radio.
Well, so, myself at least, W, were on TV for a long time. But no, you're right.
That was somebody else's mistake, not mine.
We're predominantly, a terrestrial radio network, as they say, over the air on your car radios, your kitchen radios. But the cool thing about Civic Media, and I know that Courier News Service, which Up North News is a part of, has ventured into this as well. It is a multimedia, so we do have a stream on. Say that again. Your stream cut out.
I said we are media.
It did the same thing.
This is hilarious because every time you start talking, something goes wrong. Try one more time, Pat.
No, I was just saying, now I got to feel like, let's get a dead spot on purpose. No, I said, we're multimedia, baby. We're on all the platforms.
There you go. Yeah, that's absolutely right. So for those watching on the stream, my camera's tilted. I'm a little cockeyed. And I guess like my grandpa used to say, you're like the cockeyed seamstress. She couldn't menstruate.
look at that. This is the only time I'm ever going to see you tilting to the right.
Yes, nowadays, that's absolutely true. Well, Pat, let's get into it. I know you go to bed a little earlier because you're up at the crack of dawn for Up North News Radio, but did you catch any of the vice president on Colbert last night on CBS?
No, I did not, and I have to admit, I my first reading about it was in, here comes the shameless plug, the daily newsletter that you can get at upnorthnewswi.com. It was Christina Laurie who actually stayed up late and put a little article in there about the vice president's appearance and the Miller High Life, which she and Mr. Colbert enjoyed at the desk last night.
I thought it was fantastic. Here's what happened, and friends and family who know me well will not be surprised. I watched the sunset last night down at UW campus on the terrace. I had a beverage, and then I went back home and did a little work, and I thought this will be great, and I sat in my chair as the local news was getting over, and I remember Colbert coming on, and the next thing I remember was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up in my recliner.
Wow. Yeah. What kind of magic potion are they serving at sunset on the terrace these days?
I had one spotted cow. Honest to God, that's all I had.
What size? I mean, my goodness.
Just a standard cup, 16 ounces. I don't know.
Okay. It wasn't like a 40 or something. Okay. No, just making sure.
So I did not see it live, but here now we're going to play you a clip. Here is Vice President Kamala Harris sitting down at the desk with Stephen Colbert last night and cracking one open.
When you first became the nominee and named Tim Walz as your vice president nominee, people were calling it the vibe election. Everybody, all the vibes were all good. But elections, I think, are won on vibes because one of the old saws is they just want somebody they can have a beer with. Uh-huh. So would you like to have a beer with me so I can tell people what that's like? Okay. Now, we asked ahead of time, because I can't just be given a drink to the vice president of the United States without asking. You asked for Miller High Life. You asked for Miller High Life. I'm just curious.
Okay, the last time I had beer was at a baseball game with Doug.
So. Okay, so cheers.
Okay, cheers.
There you go. Ooh. That tastes like the beautiful city of Milwaukee,
the
Wisconsin.
The champagne of beers.
There you go.
There you go. Vice President Harris having a Miller High Life with Stephen Colbert last night. Pat, a couple of things. I thought it was fantastic. I love these when they are actually humans are the real people. And the fact that she picked Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, Pat, that is my beer of choice, my beverage of choice every time I go to a Brewers game.
It is. I did not know this about you. I thought that was a very good selection. I would like to think, but I'm overthinking it, how cool it would have been if she had picked something like a spotted cow or a line in Kugels, something where some smaller brewery would have gotten this big boost of publicity. But instead, it was a general shout out to all of Wisconsin, and that gets a lot of respect.
It does, and you know politics better than most people. Intentional?
Oh yes.
I think so too.
Well, I'm not saying she's never had it before, but I'm saying she was going to pick something brewed in one of the blue wall states. She was not going to grab a Lone Star Lager or something like that.
Right. No, I think you're right. And Miller High Life is available to not just Wisconsin, but a lot of places. But it gave, and of course, for those that don't know, Colbert got himself in a little trouble a few months back when he started making fun of Milwaukee. And
could have just as easily been Colbert doing the sucking up.
Right. So I think it was a chance for Colbert to also say the beautiful city of Milwaukee. Get back in his good graces.
Well, at least he's trying. Right. Unlike Jesse Winker, I saw that story about how he said he'll always hate Milwaukee.
Right.
I'm like, all right, well, don't let the door hit you, you know.
And for those who don't know, Winker played.
Did you see that story about him? So now that he's with the Mets, and he'll always hate Milwaukee now.
A former Brewer, now with the evil Mets, who beat our Brewers in the last inning to advance to the divisional series. And I think they're leading Philadelphia now. And Mike Clemens has talked about this, our sports reporter, and Pat Murphy, the manager of the Brewers. For you tell me, Pat, if you can remember, I can't remember, or Zomers, like the last whatever, 4 or 5 or whatever playoff series, the team that eliminates Milwaukee in the National League goes on to play in the World Series.
How about that? I guess we'll take that if it helps us feel better. But
right.
I think that's a little bit more of a coincidence than a run of bad luck.
Probably, but you know, I'm like my grandma used to say, I'm not superstitious, but why take any chances? She threw salt over her shoulder.
Very nice.
Yeah, right. So, I thought from what I've seen, I'm going to sit down and watch the whole thing. But again, what do you think, Pat, of all of this well, I shouldn't say all of this, but some folks out there saying, continuing to criticize the vice president that she's not doing enough traditional type of interviews. But here she is on Colbert last night. She's been on The View. She was on, what is it, Zomer's, Hey Daddy, Talk to Your Daddy?
Call Her Daddy.
That's it. Call Her Daddy podcast. And she's been on Howard Stern now yesterday. And to your point that you opened the show with, Pat, you know, people are now getting their media from non-traditional sources, at least non-traditional for guys in our 50s like you and I. I think this is just remarkably smart campaigning.
This is incredibly smart campaigning. It's go where the people are who are most likely to be undecided. And as I told you this morning, you know, most people with a New York Times subscription don't fit into the category of undecided voter. They know which side they come down on, or the Wall Street Journal or anything like that. You've got to go to people. You've got to go to the potentially undecided voters or the people who have never voted for the first time, but you want to motivate them. You got to go where they are. Mm-hmm. And they are listening to Howard Stern, like it or not. They are, Call Her Daddy is the number two podcast in the country. Now, grant you, I'd never heard of it till last week, but I'm not exactly the target audience. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me. I'm not the target audience, and nor is it any of the other stuffed shirt white guys that run a lot of these traditional media. I think she's doing exactly the thing that you have to do in this niche of the information age.
I couldn't agree more. And watching the 60 Minutes interview on Monday night, you know, it reminded me, it was a fine interview, whatever, but you and I both know that they might have talked to her for a total of 45 minutes or whatever, and it comes down to whatever, a 12-minute package. There's a lot that gets left out. And by going to these more non-traditional types of media, she gets to say it in her own words, and you get the full context of it. And again, I think it gives voters a real feel for who these people are.
Correct. It is, there's less editing that's involved. And if you look on social media and the clips that are being shared, I would think that you would find more engagement from the clips that people are sharing from the podcasts rather than, say, 60 Minutes. Because again, you're getting more personal answers. Whereas when you're rapid fire back and forth with traditional media, you're going to give the canned answers. You're going to stick to the talking points. I mean, look at the 60 Minutes thing. The piece that most people got out of it was that she owns a Glock. Right. Okay, well, that's all right. Fine and everything. Yeah. But what you heard from the other interviews was much more personal.
Yeah, that's what Gen Z wants, is personal and not sugarcoating things, not talking around things in corporate speak. That's why you have a lot of articles about how Gen Z is less formal in the workplace. Yeah, because they're, as a group, generally fed up with all the extra stuff that you just have to do to be nice to people.
I think that's a great point, Zomers. And Tony Zimmerman, who does a fantastic job on our socials and puts out these reels after we get done and works with Zomers, but does all the video side of it. You know, he's told us that oftentimes we get more quote unquote traffic, just means that people watch it or listen to it more, on these shorter things that we put out as reels after the show rather than the show itself. Because I think a lot of people that what you and I grew up with, Pat, the, you know, can't miss it Thursday night on NBC, must see TV, whether we like it or not, that's not the main focus anymore. People don't sit around with families and watch a particular show. They want to view it or listen to it in their own time. So I think the vice president is tapping into that.
That's exactly what I was saying to my family as we gathered around the wireless and listened to Mr. Roosevelt talking by the fireside. We don't do these things forever. We then evolve. We're watching Ed Sullivan, and right. Then we're watching one of the other three networks. This is where we are now. And if somebody's going to be a creative forward thinker, they should be applauded for that rather than saying, how dare you not, you know, ride this horse instead of this fancy car.
Pat Kreitlow will replace the vacuum tubes in our transmitters and come back with another segment after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
From the early days of radio to cutting-edge television and now a digitized artificial intelligence, Pat Kreitlow. You can hear him every morning on Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network with that opening music. This is not the AI, Pat Kreitlow. This is the real deal. He joins us on the road. We appreciate his time. Patrick, I mean, you're good. You don't need AI. You know,
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords. At least.
Do you really?
One of them in particular, and poor Sherry, who's driving today as we're on a little bit of a road trip, has to put up with me like every baseball game we watch, going, "Bring on the robot umpires."
Well,
the ones
that
can
yes.
call balls and strikes better. But right. in terms of AI, I mean, I don't know how to explain how bad this could get, because not of AI, but the human factor. Mm-hmm. There are ads running right now that have blatant lies or untruths in them. And you don't have TV and radio station managers that will say, "Nope, I'm sorry, we're not airing that,"
right?
Because, you know, the money's real good.
Right.
And so how are they going to pull back on something when it's later found out that it's AI generated? We really need to not fly this airplane as we're building it, but I fear that's where we're going with the future of AI in political ads.
Yeah, I know we've talked about it on our show, perhaps you have on yours as well. And that's why one of the many reasons I'm proud to work for Civic Media is that we have, for lack of a better term, an approval group, which I'm a part of. And there's several of us who are not in management who we get these ads in and we listen to them and then we apply the company ethics to it and say, does it meet our ethics? Not do you agree with it, but essentially, is this factually true? It might not be something that we particularly like, but as far as facts and being genuine, is it accurate? And then we get to give a up or down on it, and the group decision wins. So there is some sort of a control here at Civic Media, and I appreciate that about our company.
Yeah, and well, I mean, you're clearly having more discussions about it than I am, but it's really good to hear that exists. And let's just understand, there are shades of gray out there, okay? Here's an example. When there's a at least one Republican legislative candidate, if not more, saying so-and-so, this Democrat, wants open borders. Mm. Well, no, they've never said we want open borders. Whereas Democrats will say about Republicans, you know, Donald Trump wants to kill Medicare. Well, okay, maybe kill Medicare isn't right, but it is factually correct to say Donald Trump has always proposed cuts to Medicare and is likely to cut it again, or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Avoid the extremist absolutism, the hyperbole, and you'll be fine. But too many candidates and too many special interest groups, they just have to go all the way. They have to say, you know, Mandela Barnes now showing up behind Tammy Baldwin in the political ads, you know, is just, again, raising all the same racist red flags as we're run against him. Mm-hmm. And we just don't have a great watchdog on political ads.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin was the first Democrat in over 20 years in a statewide race to get endorsed by the Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Apparently, you know, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau can even tell when OC Eric Hovde knows more about coconut trees than he does about soybeans. So we'll see. Pat, I want to get your take on this. There's a great story in Politico, came out yesterday, I believe. Yeah, it's called The Overlooked Demographic That Is a Huge Opportunity for Democrats, Tim Walz and the Birth of the, quote, State College Voter, unquote. We might talk more about this later, but the gist of it is basically, look, guys like J.D. Vance and, you know, went out to Yale. And for a long time, I think there's been a stereotype, deserve it or not, of certain Democrats that the ivory tower, highly educated. And here comes a guy, Tim Walz, and look, I went to a state college. And so many people across Wisconsin, you know, not because of a lack of intelligence, but because maybe a lack of dollars or just loving Wisconsin, went to places like UW-Stevens Point or UW-Eau Claire or UW-Platteville. The list goes on and on. A state college, got a great education, and stayed in Wisconsin. And that's the voter that Tim Walz and Kamala Harris are really focusing in on. I think it's tremendously smart.
I think it is. I also think it continues a pattern of looking for, among the consultant class, we're looking for that perfect Democratic candidate. You know, the one that wears a flannel shirt, the one that, as Russ Decker used to tell me when I was first a candidate, do you hunt? Because you really got to have dead animals in your campaign literature. Any kind of dead animals are good for a Democrat.
There is truth to that.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we were just joking in the commercial break about John Kerry. Mm-hmm. And John Kerry is a gifted politician. He is a wonderful servant, but he perpetuates that stereotype that every Democrat comes from this elite ivory tower college and wears a suit when they're, you know, if they go to milk cows, mm-hmm. Michael Dukakis in the tank, things like that.
Right.
So this is just one more effort to try to remind Democrats to, you know, appeal to a larger base, because the larger base out there actually shares our values. They actually, you know, right. want their kids to be safe in school. They actually want health care and things like that. So, you know, if Tim Walz is going to be groundbreaking that way, we've always needed more guys like him. It's just that, unfortunately, a lot of times when they come up in red districts, they get defeated. Like, I really thought Tim Walz was going to get defeated the first time he ran for Congress. Mm-hmm. And once they're defeated, they never come back. And, you know, Walz is one of the exceptions to the rule.
Yeah. And you know, on the other side, my former party, which I left, Republicans, yeah, guys like Scott Walker, who wanted to fit that stereotypical Republican mold and followed, you know, or tried to follow former Governor Tommy Thompson being a Harley Davidson rider, going deer hunting. And, you know, Tommy, actually, that was who he was. That is what he did. Walker, it was clear that, you know, he didn't know how to do that.
Serious question here. Serious question. After all these years, has nobody said to Scott Walker, buddy, it ain't working?
Right. No, exactly. No,
nobody ever has.
Right. And to me, Pat, unfortunately, just a minute here left, but authenticity, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, be your authentic self. I still believe whether it's in broadcasting or in elections and campaigning, authenticity wins.
100%. You put your finger right on it.
Yeah. Well, Pat Kreitlow is always authentic. He is, because, you know, I've hung out and had a Miller High Life with him. And he's as fun as he is on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you to your lovely wife, Sherry, for being your chauffeur. Pat Kreitlow has an entourage today, folks.
I've got the cutest entourage of one ever.
Oh, look at that. Pat Kreitlow, you can hear him every morning on Up North News Radio from 6 until 8. Safe travels, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. There you go. Pack right. Trigvi Olson later in the broadcast. Come on back. Take your calls as well. 855-752-4842 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Harvest has been progressing well with the great weather we've been seeing recently. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is John Heinberg, a market advisor for Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, and he gives us a look at some of the numbers for how much has been harvested and what to look out for.
Well, harvest progress has continued to move along. The weather's been so good. The guys have just been pushing. Corn 30% done as of Sunday. Soybeans up to 47% done. So that's about 13% of the averages for soybeans there in terms of time frame. So we'll have to continue to watch that. That's also weighing on the market as these beans are hitting the marketplace. Obviously, the hurricanes, you know, we'll see how things get affected. It was a little bit of a push in the oil market because of the Gulf drilling. Obviously, the biggest concern probably there is going to be more about life and property and people and things along those lines.
John says that we'll want to keep an eye on Hurricane Milton to see how it may affect the oil prices with all the drilling that goes on in the Gulf. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and your midday markets are coming up right after this.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guests talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online. BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it on our website at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now, let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. A lot of green as we look at the markets today, with December corn contracts up a half a penny at 421 and a quarter, and November soybean contracts up 3¾ cents at 1020. December wheat contracts are up 1¼ cents at 596, and July wheat contracts are up half a penny at 639. Class 3 milk contracts are also seeing strength today, as November contracts are at 2136 a hundredweight, up 23 cents. And December Class 3 milk contracts are at 2084 hundredweight, up 19 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Super sunny today and quite comfortable as highs flirt with 70 degrees with calm southeast winds. A few clouds filter in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s, and for tomorrow, another day filled with a ton of sunshine and unseasonable warmth as we spike to highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we're joined by Tricia Zunker to talk about this weekend's Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow in Rothschild.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Many thanks to our friend and colleague, Pat Kreitlow, and his wonderful, talented wife, Sherry, who is driving. Not only is she an OBGYN, not only is she just a great person, she also happens to be a great driver, as evidenced by the fact that she's driving while Pat is doing his show, our show. And then the poor guy, he let his food get cold just to be on our show. So thanks, Pat.
We appreciate it. It was Culver's, too.
I know. But I'm sure he's enjoying maybe a little custard for dessert, although that would have melted in that time. But
I know we had chicken tenders.
Yes. I one of my favorites, actually. Chicken tenders with the barbecue. The only criticism I have is that I don't believe Culver's has the sweet and sour sauce anymore. And that was, I would order the chicken tenders with one thing of barbecue and one thing of sweet and sour, and I'd alternate back and forth, but no more sweet and sour.
I don't think I've had the chicken tenders yet.
Really?
The burgers are just so good, I haven't ventured beyond them, honestly.
There's literally nothing bad you can get at Culver's. I mean, I've had most of their menu, and I've never had a bad meal at Culver's.
For me, there is something bad I could get. Anything with pecans in it.
Well, you're allergic, so don't do that.
It's probably good quality. It's just bad for me.
Before we go any further, just want to give a shout-out again. Know a couple of people in the Florida, the Western Florida area. Our thoughts, our prayers, our good vibes all being sent to the good folks down in Florida, particularly in the Tampa, Sarasota area, as this new hurricane hitting there today into this evening. It looks like it's going to be a Cat 4 that comes ashore there. And talking to a friend who has a winter home, he and his family down there in the Florida area, and locals are now telling them it's going to be quote unquote catastrophic and could lose everything basically. And I think that we in Wisconsin, knock on wood, being thankful that other than tornadoes, which certainly we have people in this state that have lost everything in a tornado, but you know, we don't have big wildfires. We don't have big mud or landslides due to the flooding like they do out in California. We don't have any sort of a major earthquake. We don't have hurricanes or typhoons. I mean, for my money, there's not a better place that you could live in times like these than Wisconsin. But, and I think for me, the most just gut-wrenching stories are the ones you're hearing on TV right now, particularly of older folks or folks that come from lesser means that are like, look, my vehicle got destroyed in the last hurricane. I don't have any money to buy a new one. I haven't got money for gas. There's nowhere for me to go.
Right.
And they're stuck there. And I know local officials are trying to get folks into shelters and this sort of thing. But again, it's a good reminder, at least for Todd, when you look at your first world problems, what's going on in your life, and then you hear these stories from folks down in Florida, and you're like, you know what? What the heck have I got to complain about? Because I could be in that situation. So I know that Civic Media has set up a page for hurricane relief. Is that right, Zomers? People can go to civicmedia.us if you want to contribute. I know that Jane Matinair on her show, Matinair on Air, every morning before ours, has talked about, and she and Greg Bach have gone and given blood or given plasma. If you're able to do that, consider that. And also, I think, you know, always good. Unfortunately, in times like these, there is always a bunch of yahoos who try to scam people. So if people are calling you, don't give your credit card or any money to people who call you for stuff like that. Get a number and call them back if you want. Or better yet, give it to your local Red Cross. Or am I correct, Zomers, in saying at Civic Media, we've put up legit links if you want to help out?
Yeah, you can. There's a link on the homepage of civicmedia.us, but you can also go to civicmedia.us/help, and it links to World Central Kitchen, Red Cross, and Samaritan's Purse.
And all great, great organizations. World Central Kitchen. I mean, there's people that are just doing good literally all over the world. So those sorts of organizations, if you can, think about giving to that. Or I know there are local churches, temples, this sort of thing, that are collecting canned goods. And one thing that I heard, I can't remember where, I give them credit, maybe it was Jane's show, saying that, you know, if you give canned goods, if you could, please buy, even if it's one of those, you know, couple of dollar El Cheapo can openers, but send a can opener along with the canned goods, because a lot of times when these canned goods get to the place, there's no way to open it. And so think about that as well. So do what we can. We're all in this world together, but I think it's just a good reminder for us here in Wisconsin to count our blessings, as they say, and a little bit of gratitude.
Absolutely.
40 now, past the hour of 12 noon. Trigvi Olsen's going to be joining us in hour two, if he's able. He is traveling. By the way, also a programming note. Let me get this in real quick, Zommers. Coming up here in a couple of weeks, we have booked great, great. I'm very excited about this. Going to be talking to him. Actually two people. Doug Moe, a local author, columnist, and writer here in Madison, but a lot of people know. And then also, long time, for 50 years, the band director, or director of bands, technically, I guess, Mike Lecrone of the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. He has a new book. They have a joint book out, Mike Lecrone and Doug Moe, called Moments of Happiness, A Wisconsin Band Story. I have it in my hot little hands. I can't put it down. It's fantastic.
Also, the photo on the cover is great.
Yeah, it's Mike in front of the band. He was leading. I don't know exactly which parade that was or which event, but tremendous, tremendous human being. And I had the honor of interviewing him like 30 years ago down at University of Wisconsin-Platteville. We had our little TV show there. And Mike drove all the way down from Madison to Platteville as they were preparing to go to that first Rose Bowl. Well, not the first for the program, but the first in 30 years, in 1993, the 94 Rose Bowl. It was enormously gracious, and it's just going to be great to have the opportunity to talk to him again, now in his 80s, retired for a couple of years from UW. This great book, Moments of Happiness, A Wisconsin Band Story, by Mike Lecrone and Doug Moe. Get it wherever you get your books. You will not be sorry. And the title, I mean, he's talked about this at length. The title comes from the fact that in the 94, 93, up to the 94 Rose Bowl, he was telling the band members, the college kids, look, take a minute to look around and soak this in. Because in life, as we just got done talking about, the folks down in Florida know this better than anybody else. In life, there's going to be hard times, and there's going to be sorrow, and there's going to be tragedy, and we cannot stop or prevent that. Those things visit us, each and every one. But I can also tell you, as a guy who's lived a little bit, you're also going to experience moments of happiness. And that's really what life is about, clinging on to and being grateful for these moments of happiness in our lives. And that's where the title of the book comes from, Moments of Happiness, A Wisconsin Band Story. Pick it up, and we're going to talk to a Professor Lecrone and Doug Moe here in a couple of weeks on this program, and I cannot wait. I want to pick up on this political story we talked about a little bit with Pat Kreitlow. Again, in Politico Online and in the magazine here yesterday, headline, the overlooked demographic that is a huge opportunity for Democrats, Tim Walz and the birth of the state college voter. Says in his acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, vice presidential nominee Tim Walz introduced himself to the nation with the kind of up-from-the-humble-origins life story that American politicians have deployed for generations, but with a partisan twist. He said, quote, now I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people. I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale, unquote. The Yale reference was an obvious jab at his vice presidential opponent, Senator J.D. Vance, who famously attended that Ivy League university after a hand-scrabble childhood in Appalachia before working as a corporate lawyer and a Silicon Valley venture capitalist, Walls contrasted that with his own story, joining the National Guard at 17, attending college on the GI Bill, and sticking around the small-town Midwest to become a high school teacher and a football coach. And he lashed out at Vance again in a Labor Day speech in Erie, Pennsylvania, where he said, quote, "You go off to Yale, you get a philosophy major, write a best-selling book, trash the very people you grew up with. You just don't come back to Erie and tell us how to run our lives," unquote. And the article goes on from there. That's the setup to this. And it goes on to talk about this populist rhetoric of Tim Walz and appealing to a long overlooked demographic, which he himself represents, the state college voter. And as we talked with Pat Kreitlow there, he and I both alums of state colleges, he in Eau Claire, along with Trigvi Olson, and myself, UW-Richland and UW-Platteville. And again, look, I make no judgment on individual people in terms of, if you can get into Yale or whatever, God love you. That's fantastic. You know, we need people that go to MIT that can do great things. But the vast majority of us don't either have the grades and or the financial means to go to those types of universities. And there are people that choose to go to our tech college system, which is fantastic, and have wonderful lives, sometimes more profitable than people with four-year college degrees. And then there are folks that go into the military or folks that don't ever get a college degree at all and are very, very successful. And I say, God love them all. There's a place for everybody in the American story. But I think what Tim Walz has tapped into here is the large percentage of Wisconsinites who either spend 2 years at a two-year UW college like UW-Richland, which is sadly now shuttered, places like UW-Barron, UW-Waukesha, which again is in the process of being closed down, UW-Baraboo, UW-Rock, UW-Marathon, get an associate degree, maybe computer science and business. There are people then that get degrees at UW-Superior, Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Green Bay. And then instead of going off to, and some do go to different places, that's great. But a lot of the graduates from those colleges stay right here in Wisconsin and become leaders in our community. And I think it's those folks that Tim Walz is talking to and saying, look, this is a part of who we are in the Midwest. And isn't it refreshing to have a candidate like Tim Walz, who's very proud of growing up in a small town in the Midwest, very proud of being a football coach, very proud of being a peasant hunter. I think it's great. I just like I'm entertained with some of the stuff we talked about with Joe Biden yesterday in this new book by Bob Woodward and the salty language. I'm also equally entertained by a guy like Tim Walz, who can talk about pheasant hunting. And he goes, look, a lot of these guys out in Washington on the Republican side of the aisle are big NRA guys and talk about that. But they can't, you know, shoot anything. They can't hit a broadside of a barn. And he's legit won several skeet shooting, clay pigeon shooting contests out in D.C. with these guys. And he's the real deal.
And again, people don't want just a stuffed shirt. They want someone real that they can connect with who will just speak openly and honestly. And right. He, by all accounts, appears to be that.
You hit it on the head. And I also think particularly in Wisconsin, it's timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying. Because in Wisconsin, our two-year universities, certainly, and our UW system are under attack, particularly by Republicans underfunding these colleges. And a lack right now, with the exception of people we've had on this show, Democratic Senator Kelda Royce, Democratic State Representative Katrina Shankland are the exceptions. And there's been a couple of others as well. But by and large, and this confounds me, how we have a lack of both Republicans and Democrats in this state who are willing to stand up and be leaders and help us to save the Wisconsin idea. Give us a call if you're a graduate or an alum of a state college. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you. It's the All Ball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Welcome back to the Tom Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at hour 2, Trygve Olsen of the Lincoln Project will join us if he's able. He's on the road today. So he's going to be joining us at hour 2, talking a little bit about current events and the like. Right now, talking about our University of Wisconsin system, our state school system, the Wisconsin idea.
Universities of Wisconsin, actually.
I don't call it that.
I know.
I don't call it. It's the UW system. Now you've riled me up, Zomers, because this whole thing, they spent a bunch of money on rebranding and getting rid of the UW system brand and moniker. And the reason they did it is to downplay the 2 years to make it easier to close them.
Absolutely, 100%.
And I said this at the top because what they did, there used to be a map of the university's UW system, and it had 13 2 years and 13 4 years. And when they went to this goofy colleges, what is it?
Universities of Wisconsin.
Thank you. Universities of Wisconsin. They changed the color from red and white to a weird blue and white, which again, that's just goofy in and of itself. And then they literally got rid of the map of UW system and only talked about the 4 years.
Yeah. And also, Universities of Wisconsin is just a bad name. Like,
it is.
If I want to talk about the administration, I say the Universities of Wisconsin administration. Otherwise, I can say the people at UW system.
Right.
Like, It's just easier to use in practical speaking.
You're right. And so it was, this whole change was intentional. at least in my opinion and based on some of the reporting that we've done about this. But talking about the fact that politically wise, you have Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, who's making a play for the state college voter. People who either went to and or graduated from state colleges, not the big fancy Ivy League schools. And again, I have no problem with that. And we were talking about J.D. Vance being a graduate of Yale and Robert listening in Richland Center, keeping me on the straight and narrow. Appreciate it on WRCE as always. Saying, just to clarify, Vance went to Ohio State as an undergrad and Yale was law school. Appreciate it, Robert. And he's absolutely right. I got nothing wrong with, I have no problem with people that are Yale graduates. It's like so many other things in my former party, it's the hypocrisy. Because for years, the Republican Party made fun of Democrats who were educated. And somehow try to make that and paint that as a bad thing. As if you had a four-year degree, you were an elitist. And you were a lib, to use the slang term. And now you've got somebody on the top of the ticket in J.D. Vance, graduate from Yale. I think Trump claims that he graduated from an Ivy League school, too. My guess is his dad just paid for him to get the degree. But now you have two guys at the top of the Republican ticket with Ivy League degrees. And they want to palm themselves off as regular people. But when it was the other way around, oh my gosh, it was a terrible thing. So that's the problem I have with it. Is again, like so many things in the MAGA party today at the top of the ticket, is the hypocrisy. Meanwhile, you got Tim Walz on the other side, authentic, genuine, embracing his roots. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend, watching this on Facebook, saying, I'm a proud alum of the UW Center Richland and graduate of UW-Platteville. I'm very proud to say that my daughter is presently attending UW-Oshkosh. Hear, hear. Absolutely, Jeff. And again, to me, this isn't about what level of higher education someone attains or if they have a higher education degree at all. There is both a need and room, in my opinion, in the American story for everyone, regardless of where we end up being on the higher ed scale. But my point is, for 170 years, higher education in Wisconsin has been instrumental. And it's one of the things that has made Wisconsin unique in our state history and story. University of Wisconsin-Madison is a land-grant university, which was made possible under the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, which meant that taxpayer money was used to create that to better the entire state. And it was an affordable education. That land was given, but there were certain parameters that those universities had to follow to make sure as many people had that university accessible as possible. And in Wisconsin, we created the Wisconsin idea, saying that the borders of the university are the borders of the state. And I think what has gotten lost in this talk of higher education, that, and again, look, my two godsons, graduates of UW-Madison, microbiology and mechanical engineering aerospace. Pretty smart dudes. Thanks in large part to their parents' good genes and their own hard work. Have great jobs now. But not everybody's going to get those degrees at that level, right? And there's, again, nothing wrong with that. We need people with business degrees, with computer degrees. And guess what? And we talked about this in Monroe, Wisconsin. Master cheesemaker degrees. Agriculture business degrees. Ask Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report. How important is education at the University of Wisconsin in our ag industry? In our ag extension offices all over the state. Higher education in the UW system is intertwined with our lives. And Tim Walz knows that. And those are the voters he's going after. Stay tuned. Hour two straight ahead. Trigvi Olson on the line, we hope. It's Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in studio. We'll talk about Donald Trump locking up his political opponents and new book dropping by Bob Woodward. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.